Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scoring 36 points as the Thunder topped the league-leading Celtics for OKC's fifth straight win. S.A., what do you think of those apples? The Thunder making
Ladies and gentlemen, I just need to sit here and apologize for what I have not paid enough attention to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They've got my attention now. They are 23-9. They are in second place in the West, a top two seed in the Western Conference, one game behind Minnesota. This brother, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is a superstar. This brother is special. And oh, by the way, as a team, let's look at him in his 36-36-6-7 last night. That's one part of the story. Number two, they probably got the rookie of the year in Chet Holmgren. That's number two. Number three, look at what they've done, winning five straight, eight of their last nine games or so. All right. During this run, Molly, they've beaten the defending champions Nuggets twice. They've snapped the Clippers' nine-game winning streak. They've beaten the West-leading Minnesota Timberwolves. And, oh, by the way, they just beat who most of us recognize as the best team in basketball in the Boston Celtics. This is what they've been doing. We need to stand up and pay attention to the Oklahoma City Thunder, young thoroughbreds led by a brother that is busting everybody's living you know what. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a special, special brother. We got some young stars in this league.
Absolutely.
He is one of them. Special.
Yep.
Special.
Get familiar. All right, and tonight we got more NBA action happening. The Bulls and Knicks from Madison Square Garden on ABC. I still need you to get me tickets for the Knicks.
I can take
it. We got to work on that. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30. Plus the Heat and Lakers on ESPN, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. That's a good one. NBA countdown tipping off the night, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on ESPN. Malika and the crew, you can catch them. More sports happening, folks. Let's get to Sunday now. That came down to the wire. Well, that was last Sunday. Michigan's Blake Corum scored on a 17-yard TD run in overtime before the Wolverines stopped Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe's fourth and goal attempt to win the Rose Bowl and punch their ticket to the national championship in Houston. SA was at the game, Swagoo and Mad Dog, and he yesterday vented his Rose Bowl frustration.
We modify, we grow all the time. How about having the Rose Bowl at SoFi? How about that? How about that?
Well, it won't be the Rose Bowl.
Throw a few roses there. I mean, listen, that's a whole bunch of things in life that are historical, okay? But that damn traffic in Pasadena, I mean, come on, y'all.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, in the SoFi Stadium, I mean, let's get
this
with the time.
Okay. Listen.
Can I talk?
I mean, you're the historian, you're the philosopher, you're a professor.
First off, you know who called me on New Year's Day?
Who called you?
Wishing me a happy New Year's. And he was all excited for Alabama. And he said, you bet Alabama today? I said, I damn well didn't. I bet Michigan -2. And I also took the over of the game at 46.5, the luckiest bet of all time, 27-20. But for this guy, right now.
Hold on one second. I've been working with you for like a decade. You didn't wish me a happy New Year.
He never called you. He said he didn't want anything to do with you. He'd call me. Wow. 12 o'clock. Lie.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Don't lie.
I did not say I didn't want anything to do with Molly.
I said you'd call Molly.
I
said I'm not calling Molly.
He said the troublemaker. I did not say that.
That is true.
I did not say Molly.
That
I did not say that.
Yes,
I did not say that, Molly.
I'm not calling Molly. The heck with her. I'm calling you. I said, okay, fine. But you are a fraud. Now you want to sit there and because you got stuck in a little traffic. Here's what you should have done, Steve. Bring a little sandwich. Go sit in the press box or with Nick Saban and watch Washington play against Texas. The game is on at 8:45. And by the way, ESPN, can we put the game on a little earlier than 9 o'clock on a Monday night before we get during the week? On New Year's Day, can that game start at 8 o'clock at night so I don't have to fall asleep at midnight? But having said that, how about you sitting in the stadium at the Rose Bowl, that iconic building, one of the great places
it
of
is.
All time.
It's unbelievable.
How about you at a beautiful setting with the San Gabriel Mountains with Herb Street and Fowler, and you're moaning and groaning because you got stuck with your limo in some traffic? I don't want to, but let's put it at SoFi, that antiseptic dump in downtown L.A.
Dump.
You got to be serious.
Dump.
That is
ridiculous.
Charming, the Rose Bowl.
SoFi's
that is a charming facility. How dare you
it's
not
a great,
tradition
a great
like
place.
That because you got stuck in traffic around that hill where the golf course is. is. You are out of line. How dare you? You shouldn't be going to a college bowl game. If your take on it is I got stuck in traffic, get it out of here. That is wrong. Terrible job.
Okay. Stephen A., before you go, hold on, Stephen A. No, let me ask you a question first. Okay. Because I don't think this has anything to do with moving it from the Rose Bowl. Stephen A. understands the nostalgia and why they should never move it from the Rose Bowl. I vehemently disagree. But was it because, be honest with me, this is just me and you and Mad Dog talking. Nobody else watching.
Hey,
nobody
I'm
else
here
listening.
Too.
Was Molly, I'm sorry. It's just us on the screen. That's why I said it. is this about like the suite and the people that you see in SoFi and the food? Is this really about that? Because I know damn well you don't think they should move the game.
Listen, y'all. Modification is the order of the day. We all modify, we elevate. You know, things are not what they used to be. You know, Doggy, nobody even knew who the hell he was on television because they heard his voice and they never saw his face. Now the man's a television star. We evolve, we adapt, we grow. Swagoo, you were playing football. But look at you now. You're an astute, exceptional football analyst on the number one morning sports show, baby. Listen, things that look at Molly, you know what I'm saying? Like Molly was sitting there. Once upon a time, she was just a host. Oh, now she's a supermodel in people's eyes, for crying out loud. We see all of these daggone photos of her everywhere and all of this other stuff. The bottom line is this. We modify as time goes on. Now, Swagoo, to be, because I am an honest man, you damn right it has something to do with that sweet. You damn right it has something to do with that sweet.
I knew it.
You know what I'm saying? Let me be very clear. Sweet, the sweet was tight.
Clearly.
You understand what I'm saying? The sweet was very, very tight, very congested. You understand what I'm saying? My man Mark Shapiro took me with him. I was hanging out, stuff like that. Right? Not only that. You understand what I'm saying? I was there. I was on the field. I was at midfield before kickoff. I mean, it's a beautiful environment, the whole bit. But seriously, from the bottom of my heart, have you seen SoFi? I mean, have you been there, Doggy? Let me tell you something. This is a spectacular stadium. And all I'm trying to say is this.
It's phenomenal.
You got 100,000 people showing up. And we literally, I'm talking about, you get off the highway, right? So traffic is backed up for a mile trying to get off the exit. So let me help you. You ask me a question. Please let me answer. We're going on the highway, right? The traffic is backed up. And then you know how you got to make a right, right? And then a quick left, right? And that makes traffic, but it's a light there. So that makes traffic. When you make the right, you got to stop at the light. And then you make a quick right, and then the light's right there. And then you make a quick left, and the right like that. And it's only one lane, and 100,000 people. I mean, damn. And listen, at some point
Stephen
in time,
it's
difficult to get to the damn game. And I'm just
I swear to you,
and this is bougie. Hold on. This is bougie, but I'm going to say it.
Bougie.
I swear to y'all, if I could have, I'd have took a helicopter in there. I'd have took a helicopter. If they'd have let me. If they'd have let me, I'd have took a helicopter.
Just say this.
Traffic
say
was that
this.
Bad.
Say this.
You've changed.
Say this so you can save,
changed,
so you can bring,
A.
like, so normal people can be in your lair. Just say this.
We all know. I
they
am
shouldn't
normal.
Move the Rose
from
Bowl game. Can you just say that? Can you just
you
say that?
Hollis
they shouldn't
a long
move the
time
Rose
time.
Bowl. 100%.
You're a long way from
Stephen
Hollis.
Just say
that. I don't want to hear that again.
I am in Hollis. I'm always in Hollis.
No,
how you going
to
tell me I'm always in Hollis? I'm always in Hollis.
You ain't
the man.
All day, every day.
Brought
to New York, where I was born. All day, every day.
You are Hollywood and you are bougie, but I like the way you
driving,
say bougie more.
But you're
like,
not even driving.
No, I didn't drive that day. I didn't drive that day because I would have had to park myself about 2 miles from the stadium.
Do you know how many people wish they could have been at that game? And here you are complaining.
Stephen A., do you take up residence
longer.
In L.A.?
Like,
let me, what?
He's got residence
hold on,
everywhere.
Do you take up residence in L.A.?
One of my spots.
One of his spots.
Okay, well, let's move on, Molly. This man is he is horrible. He is horrible.
I'm just saying,
he
man.
Absolutely
come on, man.
Horrible.
The rest of the world
listen.
Out here trying to survive with inflation
traffic,
and this dude.
Traffic, y'all.
You take
you can't
it easy.
Have this
no,
one lane going into a stadium
what?
For 100,000
you,
people.
You're going to make it $5 an hour.
It's
take it easy.
Have you been
you
to the grocery
in the
store
traffic.
Lately? Let's go.
You stuck in stands in gridlock traffic. Doesn't matter.
Grocery store, and none of you probably go to the grocery store except for me.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. The one seeds in both the AFC and the NFC are locked in. The Ravens and Niners have dominated the NFL for most of the season and will get a first-round bye in their playoffs as their reward. These two teams faced off in Week 16 where Baltimore won handily, but obviously both will have different paths to the Super Bowl. The one seeds in both. So it's no surprise that San Fran and Baltimore are the favorites to win it all at plus 225 and plus 325, respectively. We know Doug's taking serious notes here. Among the rest of the pack, Buffalo, despite not having clinched a playoff spot yet, is tied for third favorite at 8-1 with Dallas. Defending champion Chiefs are 10-1, and last year's NFC Championship Eagles are 11-1. Okay, here's the question for you. This is a tough one, and it's a very interesting one. So outside of the Ravens and the Niners, we're not looking at them. Who's the biggest threat to them?
Well, I'm going to answer the question this way. Okay. And by the way, these two are by far the favorites. So I think it's really a reach to find something.
Okay.
But the fat guy from Rapid.
Yeah, the former priest.
Yep, yeah. From the Vatican.
Yeah,
he is going to go to Vegas next week. And we are going to make a play. And I got this right in 18 when the Chiefs beat the Niners. I did the same thing before the playoffs.
Wait, I have a question. When we go to Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Well, he's going to go. Yes.
Is he going to come?
No, maybe I'll bring him down from Rapid City.
You should bring him.
But are they going to invite me to the Super Bowl? I'm not invited Monday's show to Houston. They blew me off there.
Yeah.
Am I invited? I guess we have to ask the boss, Stephen A.
Yeah, we'll
have to ask him. But regardless
You could come to the Super Bowl.
I can. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Mrs. Mad Dog might be at that trip as well.
I'd prefer her than you.
Sustained.
Yeah. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to instruct the fat guy from Rapid.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say, Rob, we have some money to collect. Say, Rob, do yourself a favor. What's that, Chris? I want you to put money down. All right. What team? On the Browns. The Cleveland Browns. I'm going to make a run. 30-1 odds. With Flacco, Karma, defense. They've already won in Baltimore this year. A week off before they start the AFC South. Yeah. I love the Browns to make a run. The Cleveland Browns. They are due as a franchise. 1964, Steve, in case you missed. 27. And by the way, Dr. Frank Ryan just passed away. And he was the quarterback of that team that beat the Colts 27-0. So in honor of him. Thank you. In honor of him. Fat Rob in Rapid. We'll go to Vegas next week. 30-1 odds on the Browns. I'll put a little money on it, and I think the Browns are the most dangerous team. There you go. How's that?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Doggy is learning TV. He's a Hall of Fame announcer and radio broadcaster, but he's learning TV because he just spent about 5 minutes giving you, you know, taking up your time that you can never get back. You know, talking about it like the Cleveland Browns, like, oh, my God, it's a shock. It's breaking news. Have you been watching the Cleveland Browns this year? There's nothing shocking about your take. It's absolutely correct.
I thought it was
the Browns are the biggest threat to the Baltimore Ravens right now in the AFC. This is not only the number one defense, total defense I'm talking about. They're also number one and third down defense. By the way, they're third with 27 takeaways on the season. By the way, they've got a quarterback in Joe Flacco. Right now, leads all NFL quarterbacks in pass attempts, pass yards, and is tied for the league lead with Lamar Jackson with 11 touchdowns, all right? During this 4-0 stretch for the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns are also 4-0. He's going to be 39, I believe it's January 16th, okay? He's a Super Bowl champion. Who did he win that Super Bowl with and for? With the Ravens. For John Harbaugh. And so if anybody's familiar with what Harbaugh likes to do, it would be him. So all of those things taken into consideration, along with the fact that Cleveland has a defense that can play against anybody in any offense, along with the fact that they historically have given Lamar Jackson some trouble, I see nothing earth-shattering about what you highlighted. It's factual. It's correct. It's not surprising at all. The only thing that's surprising is that you, of all people, tried to act like it was a headline where there's really no headline.
I'm going to go Dallas, and it's a big part of the path that they have. I think they get to the NFC Championship game once they lock up the division against San Francisco. And do I expect them to beat the 49ers? No, but it is the playoffs. And like we talked about earlier, these games against San Francisco has went a certain way, but they haven't been blowouts. And it's been about Dak Prescott and how he's played. Stephen A., we about to get the moment. I believe that wholeheartedly that you and I, what we've been talking about, we're about to get the moment potentially with Dallas being in the NFC Championship against the San Francisco 49ers. And once you get there, man, like, it's a three-hour game. And, yes, San Francisco is going to be favored. I'm going to pick San Francisco to win the game if they get there. But I think they're the biggest threat because they're at home throughout the playoffs until they go on the road for the NFC Championship.
Well, I mean, you can say that, but I don't know how you can be serious about that when you've seen how susceptible Dallas has been against teams that play smash-mouth football and can run the football on them. I mean, to me, that is the weakness. I don't see that in Cleveland's defense. I don't see that at all. And yeah. So I understand and respect the fact in all seriousness because, again, I don't hate the Cowboys. I can't stand their fans, the nauseating fans who, I mean, now that Jimmy Johnson is in the Ring of Honor, I think the curse might have been lifted for crying out loud. They might actually get to the NFC Championship game. And the last thing I wanted to hear from him was what he ended his halftime speech saying, how about them Cowboys? Because that's all I was hearing, believe it or not, in Pasadena. I mean, with Alabama and Michigan fans everywhere, everybody that saw me, how about them Cowboys? I told you, like cockroaches, rats, roaches, and Dallas Cowboy fans. A nuclear bomb could drop, and one of and you'll see all three of those. That's just who they are. It's not the Cowboys.
Listen,
the players, I got love for Micah Parsons. I got love for a lot of those cats. It's them damn fans that get on my, you know how I feel about my buddy Jerry now. You know how I feel.
I think deep down you love them.
I love to hate on them. I love to hate on them. It's all in fun. But they really do get on my damn nerves. I'm not exaggerating. They really do. having said all of that, at the end of the day, I recognize the fact that the Dallas Cowboys are a formidable threat, and I think this is Dallas's best chance at a Super Bowl since 1995. That's how serious the Dallas Cowboys are. But I still don't put them as a greater threat to disrupting a San Francisco-Baltimore encounter to the Super Bowl than the Cleveland Browns, because when you've got a defense and a running game, and a number one receiver with a quarterback who's experienced, not mobile at all, but very experienced, and the pressure's not going to get to him. He's been there. He's done that before. I could see Dak Prescott, despite the great year that he's having, getting a little jittery. I could see that happening. The pressure mounts. Pressure breaks pipes, backsides get tight. We understand what this is. I'm not worried about that with Joe Flacco. You might not be good enough, but it ain't going to be nervousness that does it to him. And it certainly ain't going to affect Miles Garrett and the rest of those brothers. And they lucky.
I think for me,
everybody's lucky Cleveland don't have Nick Chubb. Oh, my God, they lucky. They lucky they don't have Nick Chubb.
I think for me, it's about how well Baltimore is playing. Like, mm-hmm. I think that, for me, that's the thing. I think Baltimore is a shoe-in for the Super Bowl. I'm going to go as far as to say I'd be shocked if Baltimore doesn't play in the Super Bowl.
But can I say this to you? Can I say this to you, Swaggoo? Can I say this to you, Swaggoo? No matter how great Baltimore looks, they will not look that great against Cleveland. I'll pick them to beat Cleveland, but they won't look as great against Cleveland's defense as they've looked against everybody else. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of pressure, Marcus, on the Ravens. They've been in this situation
100%.
Before. They've laid 1,000 eggs. He won the MVP once, and they lost the first-round playoff game to Tennessee. If the Browns win that first game, they have a little momentum. How about if Buffalo gets the 2 seed, and then Buffalo would get Baltimore in the championship game, theoretically, and Josh Allen would be hot with a win under his belt? Listen, okay. I know the Ravens are hot. There is a boatload of pressure on Harbaugh and an incredible amount of pressure about Lamar Jackson. Let me see him respond.
All right. So we
I'm not worried about pressure on Harbaugh.
Browns and one with the Cowboys.
Yes, 2 Browns, 1 Cowboys.
Okay.
I'm not worried about pressure on Harbaugh. It's more pressure on Mike McCarthy.
I agree with that, too. And by the way, speaking of McCarthy, you think maybe when the Lions don't have any timeouts, you don't throw a bomb in the end zone on 2nd and 15 in the last drive of the game, Marcus?
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, my God, that timeout.
That is insane.
He is so bad with
that
clock management.
Insane.
He makes Stephen A. look good. He is awful with clock management.
Well, that's just you engaging. That's just you.
Rogue piece of hair?
That's just you engaging in hyperbole. We all know I always look good, especially these days.
Okay. Stephen A. going to take care of my hair.
Let me take it to basketball, like how I think about the Baltimore Ravens, bro. You remember in the Last Dance when Jordan said he – Molly, what is happening?
My hair's a nut. My hair.
Listen, Molly's faking it, Swaggoo. Molly's acting like she got up to fix Doggy's hair. What she really did was get up because she wanted everybody
to show off.
She wants to show off the dress.
She wanted to show off.
First of all.
Because you could have told Mad Dog to pat his hair.
That's right. You could have told
him. I already took a picture in this dress, so I'm going to post it on Instagram.
That ain't the same as not live television, girl. That ain't the same as live television.
He has one rogue piece of hair. Every time you have a booger in your nose, what do? I go, Stephen A., get it. You know, I'm looking
at it. Wow. I'll just blow my nose. I wasn't aware. I mean, she's really paying attention. A boogie in my nose. I didn't even know that. But thank you.
You sit right here. Let's go to break.
I just blow my nose. I ain't ashamed.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day.
All right, you know what time it is. First of the year.
Okay.
All right. Tell us why you're mad.
And there's a lot of possibilities this week. I thought of the Nets, who for some ungodly reason benched everybody against the Bucks around Christmas. What a disgrace. I thought of Stevie A with the traffic there at the Rose Bowl, but we've already used that. I thought of McDermott, of course, with the halftime, not showing the Miami-Baltimore score. What a joke that was in Buffalo. But I found 3 others.
Okay.
Number one, and I know we've spent 1,000 days on this stupid play. I'm going to look at this a different scenario, Detroit and Dallas there on Saturday night. What is Dan Campbell doing? Dan, you didn't get that. You got a bad call. I don't care what Swaggoo says. You got a bad call. That was obviously Brad Allen screwed up. We understand that. But how in the world, when you get the ball at the 7, do you decide to go for it again? The gods of the football gods, Danny, are talking to you there. Hey, nice play. It didn't work out. Kick the extra point, got the overtime. They had two home games on the line right there, and he's trying to score a two-point play from the seven, albeit he got a break on the offsides. Still, it is pushing the envelope way, 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 way too far. Kick the extra point. Get it to OT. Dallas is nervous. You're going to get them all riled up. They blew the lead. I cannot believe this guy decided. I understand being aggressive, but let's not be stupid. You didn't get the two-pointer originally. You're not getting it back-to-back times. Get the overtime from the seven kick deal. Kick the ball, please. That's number one. Number two, how does the NFL? Hey, Raj, message for you. I think the world's seen enough of Brad Allen, okay? He was completely lost on Saturday night. The whole world knows it. And the NFL is not saying anything about that yet, which they should. And now I got to see Brad Allen on Saturday afternoon against the Steelers and the Ravens in a national televised game. Brad, go to Foxborough and do the Jets Patriots so nobody's watching. Nobody in the world wants to look at Brad Allen on Saturday in a big game in Baltimore. I can't believe the NFL gave him that game after what he did on Saturday night. So the both of them, Campbell, awful, awful, awful stupidity. And Allen, a disaster, is going to be looking our faces again in 3 days. Ball and both. Number one. That is right on. That is right on. That is the way you do it, what I'm mad about. That is right on. Let me hear.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right. You're right. I can't disagree with you, especially about the officiating work in Saturday's Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. Why? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Kimberly?
In fairness to Dan Campbell, we like aggression, right? We like aggressiveness. We like guys believing in their team, no?
Not in the seven.
Ooh. All right.
Number two.
My bad.
Number two. Listen. This is the first time in the history of this little stupid segment that they're going to be on twice. How about Florida State on Saturday afternoon? All those blowhards, those political blowhards, I know who you are. I'm going to name names. I don't care.
Preach.
All those blowhards writing letters to the college football playoff.
Ron DeSantis. State,
thank you. Rubio, all upset about the idea that Florida State got ripped off out of the college playoff. You could argue that all day. Florida State had a chance of redemption to prove to the world that they belong because they were playing Georgia in the Orange Bowl. Georgia, two-time national champ, Georgia. So what does Florida State and its players do? 29 players opted out of that game for a variety of reasons. So they go to the Orange Bowl on Saturday before New Year's when people are playing their hard-earned money to travel to Fort Lauderdale to go to that game, and they show up like they don't even care, and they lose 63-3. And Georgia, who has won two championships in a row, shows up. Kirby Smart gets his guys to play. The wide receiver who's been hurt, McConkey, played, and they blew him out. And Florida State, that spent 3 weeks moaning and groaning about how they got royally screwed, they show up at that game in the Orange Bowl in front of all those fans, and they lose 63-3 with a bunch of amateurs after they moaned and groaned about how they were messed up. Oh, that is such an unbelievable disgrace. I could not believe what they did on Saturday. The Seminoles, you are a disgrace to college football. You ruined them. Even Smart couldn't believe it. And Georgia played the game like they're supposed to play the game.
Number Let two. Me say this. Let me say this. Number one.
I'm right in there, too.
I'm actually a little scared of them right now.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I had the pleasure of meeting Marco Rubio when I was in the finals. We were at the same studio. I like Marco Rubio a lot. I was ashamed he got himself involved in that. Ron DeSantis tried to make political points. You see, that didn't work out for him. Here's the deal. Florida State is an absolute disgrace. I'm going to say this, doggy. They didn't show up because the last thing they wanted was to show up, get their ass kicked by Georgia, which would have validated all the noise about them being kept out of the college football playoff. Their thinking was, if the 29 players don't show up and we get blown out by a two-time national champion over the last 2 years they still are until Monday night, okay, in Georgia, well, then guess what? We could say our players didn't show up. That's what they did. They think they were being slick. It was a disgrace. Florida State should be ashamed of itself.
And I hope everybody remember the names of the people that didn't play.
Good job. Kimberly, you agree, right?
I am not disagreeing with you.
All right. No, I'm in a bad mood. But now I'm going to be a little light. I'm
going to
be a little lighthearted. New Year's Day. I'm watching all the football. Gummy. Yeah, you're damn right. Gummy.
Damn right.
Oh, full
New
Year's
Day.
Half. Full
after
half. Oh, full.
No,
or
a half, and then another half during the Washington game. But that's not a here nor there. I'm watching the television, ESPN, all the games. And then in the background, I see the new ESPN commercial, watching ESPN, and I'm waiting for my time. This great spot.
Uh-huh.
Look at this.
Adam Schefter's
in the mix. We have all the people on the rollerblades. They're in the mix. Look at, watch this. And now these two. So I say, geez, where am I going to be? And I see McAfee eventually. I see the games. I see everything. Adam Schefter. And you know what? They didn't put me on the commercial. How dare they? The bosses at ESPN. After I scream and yell every week to act like an idiot and get myself yelled all over the place on the internet, so we move the needle. You think maybe I could get 3 seconds on that stupid 60-second spot you did? You put Stephen A. on there. What does he ever do?
McAfee!
He just got here. I've been here for 2 years. And then last night, on that Cherry Street in New Canaan with the family, and the commercial comes up, they all watch, and I wasn't on it! You embarrass me!
There's an easy explanation for that. A couple of things. Number one, we moved the needle Monday through Friday, not just Wednesdays. That's number one. Number two, and most importantly, maybe if you put in more hours and worked more than one day a week, you would have been on.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you, you don't work enough.
I don't work enough.
That's right.
You're on it right there. Look at you.
The needle.
Look at you.
I was an intern at ESPN at 22 years old.
And they didn't put me on here.
I freaking do.
Kimberly, you're not in it.
I'm not in it.
All the work you do bouncing around America doing the football, and they put him in there?
They don't care.
My gosh, after I scream and yell one more time, God, strike me down!
You have to work more.
You're
same,
out
plain
of
simple.
Your mind.
You got to work more.
You
got to put in more hours. You got to put in more
mind.
Days. And then after that, we can talk.
Here's the good news. Mad Dog Radio Channel that you own,
I don't know.
A commercial.
Nobody listens to that thing! They watch this!
Well, when I'm on Sirius XM, they listen to me there, too.
Okay.
Don't pile on.
Let's go to break. That was a strong performance.
That was a strong one.
That was a good one.
That was
really
strong.
I was worried about your blood pressure, but it was strong.
Don't sweat a swing and a miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. or New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
To the pros now. With the regular season finale against the Jets approaching, many are wondering if this might be Bill Belichick's final game as head coach of the New England Patriots. The Pats, 4-12, they're in the midst of their worst season in 3 decades. While no decision about his future appears to have been officially made yet, Belichick staying focused on this week's task at hand.
Whatever success I have had, I've tried to go about my job the same way every week, win, lose, you know, good years, bad years, whatever they are, each week, get ready to go for that week, do the best you can to help your team win, and after that game, move on to the next one. And at the end of the season, that's the end of the season. But on a week-to-week basis, I mean, I don't want to spend time or get caught up in what happened 5 years ago or what's going to happen 2 years from now or, you know, I mean, a bunch of other random stuff. So just working on the Jets. I'm committed to the team that I'm coaching right now. The players that are here, they deserve my best every day, and that's what I'm going to give them.
Mm. All right, I'm going to start with the lady in red. Kimberly, do you believe Kraft could stick with Belichick after the season?
I think he should, but it seems as though everyone in the NFL kind of sees the writing on the wall. And the reason I say that is because I covered the Patriots-Bills on Sunday, and the exchange, the post-game exchange between Sean McDermott and Bill Belichick, it was long for those post-game handshakes. They were talking in each other's ears, and Sean McDermott was asked after the game, what was that about? That seemed way longer of an exchange than you'd normally have. And Sean McDermott said, I just wanted Bill to know how much I respected him. He's a fantastic coach. I have so much respect for this man. And in that moment, it felt like people in the NFL expect this to be the end of Belichick's tenure in New England. The man has not forgotten how to coach. Watching this defense week in and week out, it is clear he knows X's and O's still. The question about Belichick, you want to talk about his GM-manship, his ability to build a roster, develop quarterback talent? Fine. Have somebody else in that role. But me personally, I would not, in a sport where it is so difficult to find quality head coaches, I would not want to give up on Bill Belichick, but it seems like the writing on the wall seems to be this is the end.
Excellent job, Kimberly. You stole everything I was going to say. 100%. The guy's done a hell of a job with this team. They beat Pittsburgh. They won it Christmas Eve out in Denver. They could have mailed in the game Christmas Eve going over out to Denver, and they beat the Broncos to knock them out of the postseason. They played well in Buffalo the other day.
They did.
They were in that game. He's got a good defense. He still loves the grind of it. The guy's a tremendous, tremendous head coach. And I can't believe they're running a 2.5-point favorite over the Jets. Does anybody think that Belichick is going to lose the Jets, the team he can't stand, in Foxborough, the last game of the year, when it could be his last game of his career in Foxborough? That is a steal as far as this. That should be a set. They're going to definitely win. I really feel confident they're going to win that game. I think he'll probably leave, as you said. I think he probably will change the scenery, something different. I get that. But if anybody thinks that Bill Belichick can't coach, they need their head examined. Mm-hmm. This guy is a tremendous, tremendous football coach. Stevie?
In all seriousness, I'm really surprised that everybody's missing what the real story is here. When Bill Belichick had Tom Brady, they won 51 more games, including the regular season and the postseason. 51 more games than anybody else. 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 Super Bowl titles. Let me throw out some numbers for you. Without Tom Brady, 10 seasons, Cleveland Patriots, 70-92, a 43.2 winning percentage. Losing seasons, 8 out of 10. 2 playoff appearances in 10 years without Tom Brady, and 1 playoff win in 10 years without Tom Brady. No one with sense should say that Bill Belichick can't coach. Because there's something to be said about knowing how to coach greatness and keeping a team together. And Bill Belichick did that. And we understand that. We understand he's etched in stone as one of, if not the greatest. We understand that. And we give him his flowers in that regard. But the bottom line is that there's a resume with Tom Brady and there's a resume without him. Why do I keep bringing up Tom Brady? It's not because of the record. It's because you are the person who forced him out. Everyone knows it. You covered the NFL. You covered the NFL, Kimberly, exceptionally well, I might add. You know what I'm saying is fact. And I'm telling you, that's the story. It's not that he did what he's done without Tom Brady compared to what he did with Tom Brady. It's that despite what you did with Tom Brady, you are the one perceived as pushing him out the door prematurely. This is a beloved son of Massachusetts, of Foxborough, universally recognized as arguably the greatest quarterback who ever lived, who departed and went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl.
okay, has been nothing but class personified. Tom Brady was recently on my podcast, my show, the Stephen A. Smith Show. What did he say about Bill Belichick? He sat up there and said, greatest coach ever. Love him. You understand? Appreciate him. So much respect for him. He's never uttered a negative word. But we all know the stories. You know it better than most, Kimberly. He was forced out. And I'm telling you what I was told. You can figure out who told me. If Bill Belichick had said, Tom Brady, I'd like you to stay. Please don't leave. Tom Brady would have stayed. Tom Brady departed because Bill Belichick not only wouldn't, quote unquote, kiss the ring because he had six of his own as a head coach and two more as a defensive coordinator. He also had spent years trying to push him out because he wanted Jimmy Garoppolo as early as 2017. All Tom Brady did thereafter was go to another Super Bowl or two and win. And all of this in the backdrop of being forced out. That's why Bill Belichick has to leave New England. They won't let that go. Because if you're going to do all of that, you still got to win. And the fact that you lost is not a big deal. If you lost because Tom Brady retired, all's forgiven. We appreciate what you've done, and we know you're still a great coach. But the fact that you forced out our boy before he was ready to go, and he went elsewhere to win. That's on you. That is what this story is about. It's not about anything. It's not about records. It's not about his coaching ability. It's about the fact you forced out the golden child. They will not let that go. Ever. He has to go somewhere else.
That's fair. But because other franchises have tried to move on from the guy. The Packers had their, they wanted to move on from Aaron Rodgers. That's why they drafted Jordan Love. Like, that's what you have to do. You have to think about the future. Like, yes, did he try to force, did he want to move on from Brady before Brady was done? Okay, but that happens. I just feel like that.
But that's making sense. That's making sense. I'm saying to you, what are the fans there saying? You cover, you go to the games. What are they saying? I understand what you're saying. You and I and Doggy, we get it. But those fans in Foxborough, what do they say when you go to those games about Tom Brady being pushed out?
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Jacksonville will have the chance to secure a second consecutive AFC South title Sunday when they head to Nashville to take on the Titans. The Jags are coming off a 26-0 shutout over Carolina, but are just 1-4 in their last five games. So Tennessee head coach Mike Vrabel isn't planning on mailing it in just yet.
Because it sucks to lose, Gentry.
Trey ever need to show you anything?
Did you have another thought or no? I'm just curious.
Why?
It sucks.
It is not.
Losing. Awful. That's why I want to win. Because you don't sleep. You want to win for the players that bust their tail. That's it.
Okay. Essay, what's the first thing that comes to mind after hearing that?
Well, I feel bad for him because, you know, listen, I know that Ryan Tannehill hasn't, you know, been in, you know, in the starting lineup for the better part of the second half of the season, but he was never the answer. And that's who they had to stake their claim to. I mean, they were a decent team. Obviously, you got Derrick Henry in the backfield, but Vrabel has come up short over the last 2 years. I think he's a better coach than the record has indicated, but you are what your record says you are, and that's where he's at.
The Packers and the Jaguars, beware, the Titans and the Bears are going to be pain in the necks this weekend, and those two are playing for the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised if they both lost.
Ooh.
How about that? I love love you, Stevie. Enjoy the Hollywood. Give me a
Love you too, Stevie. Enjoy it.
Whatever. See you later.